Oh, hi, gang. I wanted to make this short audio to give you a little bit of a focus for your upcoming papers and a little bit of a focus on philosophical method. And students sometimes ask, you know, what the difference is between a philosophy class and other humanities classes, aside from the fact that often in philosophy the material is written by philosophers. The stuff we read is written by philosophers as opposed to a literature class, say. And it's a reasonable question, because a lot of philosophy classes really just focus on getting you to understand the material. So they're sort of like, the goal is reading comprehension. But a lot of philosophy classes, and I'd include myself here, really want to teach two kinds of things, both some material, some content, and a little bit about what it means to do philosophy. Because reading a text and interacting with philosophically is a little different, significantly different than, say, giving a literary appraisal of a text. So this, in just a couple of minutes, I'm just going to kind of say what I mean by philosophical method, and it'll probably, I hope it'll be pretty intuitive because you've had other philosophy classes. And then maybe that'll be something that you can reflect in the upcoming chats that are going Thursday, and we're going to try to squeeze one more in before we travel. And then also this should help a little bit with understanding the kind of writing I'd like you to do in your critical analysis or critical inventory papers and in the take-home essays, which are all going to get scheduled in the coming 10 days. So here's the answer, here's the main message. What does it mean to be approaching a problem philosophically? Well, I think it means two things. I think it means that you're giving reasons for your views. That's the first thing. And you might remember from critical thinking, there's a lot to say about what it means to give a reason for a view, to give an argument or an explanation. So the first thing is you're giving reasons for your views. And the second thing is you're trying to get at the most basic kinds of realities that you can. So that's huge. That's really what makes it philosophy, because lots of disciplines focus on reasons and compare explanations and talk about different arguments for things. But philosophy is kind of unique in the sense that the direction that we move is toward most basic things. So think about the ethics class. We're considering basic theories for the kind of thing moral values are, So in the philosophy of culture class, we're looking at really basic explanations for where culture comes from and how it operates. So it's that concern with fundamental realities that distinguishes philosophy, and that also overlaps with other disciplines, because every discipline wants to know how its subject matter, how the things it studies is grounded. Okay. So that's 2 minutes on what philosophy is, or what philosophical method is. It's giving reasons and explanations about the most fundamental realities for some topic, ethics, culture. Okay. The last minute or so I wanted to spend, though, was to make this more practical. So what do you do with this? Well, how do you reflect this philosophical method in your chats? How do you reflect it in your conversations that we're going to have? We're going to be talking a lot together. And how do you reflect it in your papers, which I'll be looking for this in? Well, the answer is really not that hard. You reflect it by doing a number of things. I'm just going to make a list for you. First, you reflect that you're doing philosophy by giving a complete statement of a view. You don't just refer to Haidt's theory or about ethics or Wilson's theory about culture. You say what the theory is, and you identify it by the claim that it's making first, typically. And then you kind of say a little bit about why the author holds this claim or believes this hypothesis is true. And so when you introduce views in preparing to do philosophy, you should introduce them completely and along with the rationales for them. That would be one big thing. A second big thing would be that philosophers tend to always be wondering about different versions of a view and the strengths and weaknesses of views, and we're always trying to compare views with alternative ones. So the second big thing would be to always be thinking about the range of theories, the range of hypotheses that might be considered, the range of possibilities for what might be true in the world when we don't know what's true. Philosophy often goes into areas of our experience and reality that we don't necessarily have reliable or precise knowledge about. So, one more thing. The third thing I'd ask you to focus on is that philosophers try to make sure that their theories cohere with what else that they, what everything else they know. They try to make sure their theory. They try to make their theories of about fundamental realities of say moral value or culture authoritative by showing that they really do settle doubt about the phenomena. That we can predict things from these theories, that they cohere with everything else that or other things that we know. So philosophers are looking for really a worldview. They're trying to explain fundamental realities, and they're trying to check that they're right by making sure that their explanations and their theories about those realities fit with other things we know, and that those theories help us see the world in a way that's predictive and clear. So, I went over 6 minutes. Okay, so I wanted to keep this kind of short. It was just meant to kind of give you an idea of what I mean by philosophical method, doing philosophy, pretty typical standard definition, giving reasons and looking for fundamental realities. And then second, I was trying to give you some practical ideas of the things philosophers do to reflect that activity in their work, as I'd like to see it in yours. So good luck with that. I hope this was helpful, and I'll try to maybe do one more before departure, one more coaching audio.